Walt Podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
Our top six dreams for Disney's Hollywood Studios. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 42 of the World of Walt Podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of October 11th, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans. Whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Before we get into today's topic, please stick around until the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. When the Disney MGM Studios opened way back on May 1st of 1989, it truly was a half-day park with, count 'em, five attractions. The Great Movie Ride, the Backstage Studio Tour, the Magic of Disney Animation Tour, the Monster Sound Show, and Superstar Television. Over the years, the parks had a name change, added attractions, and had, honestly, a bit of an identity crisis, shifting away from the original idea of being a working movie studio to more of a theme park. And in the past months, many attractions have closed, and at the D23 get-together, Disney announced that a new Star Wars land and a new Toy Story land would be coming to the park. Those are exciting announcements, and today we would like to share some of our dreams on things we would like to see in the park by discussing the top six dreams for Disney's Hollywood Studios. To help me explore this topic today, I would like to welcome someone who's a former Disney cast member at the studios and a guy who may just be the first in line for the new Slinky Dog coaster, Aaron Cohen. Aaron, welcome to the show.
I hope I'll be there when it opens.
It would be cool to be there, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I live a ways away, so I can't always be there, you know, at the start of everything. But hopefully I can get down there, if not first day, pretty soon after, to check it all out.
Yeah.
We have a few years to think about it.
At least a few years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I've got to think that this may be something that opens in bits and pieces as opposed to a big event. I guess we'll see. There's a lot still to learn in how this construction project's going to happen, but it may be that pieces come out kind of like a new Fantasyland, but who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah. It'll be interesting because they have the two big announcements. They have the Toy Story Land and the Star Wars Land, which are both huge addition and renovations. So it'll be interesting to see how they juggle all these big new things coming.
I agree. And actually, I'm looking forward to today's topic. I know that we normally have maybe more practical, more tangible topics, but today I think it's going to be fun to dream a little bit. But before we get into our dreaming session, I would like to ask you the beloved warm-up question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Disney MGM Studios or Disney's Hollywood Studios?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's about to change again. But I would have to say Hollywood Studios. And that comes from someone who worked there when it was Disney MGM Studios. But I think Hollywood Studios, it better denotes what the park is about, which is just a love of movies and cinema and the experiences brought to people by movies. So I think that giving it a name like Hollywood Studios just fit what they were going for better. So I think it's a better name for it.
You know, I would vote with you on that. I know that initially, I had a hard time switching over from Disney MGM. It had been that for so long, it was hard for me to switch. But I do agree that that was a very good name, that it better described what the park had become. The influence of MGM was still there, but not as much. And I think the Disney company had grown quite a bit over the years, and it didn't really need that MGM name because it had, in its own right, become a media powerhouse. So it could stand on its own.
Yeah, I still call it Disney MGM Studios sometimes, just I slip. And what, you know, the funny part is when I worked there, we were prone to just call it Studios and just drop the first part entirely. So it really doesn't matter. I just call it Studios regardless of what the first part is. If they change that, then I'll be out of date. But as long as Studios is still in the title, I can just call it that and no one will know the difference.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the new name will be. I can imagine that there is a whole gaggle of marketing people pulling their hair out right now saying, is it Disney's Star Pixar War Studios? How do we give this thing a new name? So maybe it'll just become the Disney Studios. It'll be interesting to see.
My completely, you know, unscientific, total out of blue guesswork, I bet you has something to do with more like they drop studios and they go with more like Hollywood Adventure or something like that.
Mm. And I think that could well be the case to sort of mirror what they've done on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, good. Well, today, our top six dreams for Disney's Hollywood studios. And Aaron, we are over to you for number one.
So this one for me has to do with their announced Star Wars land. And they haven't announced a lot yet about it. They just said it's going to happen. It's still several years away. And I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I am already chomping at the bit to see this, you know, come to fruition. But one of the things they talked about at D23 when they announced it was that rather than just be a collection of buildings walking through like a theme park, they want to draw guests in and make it much more immersive, like you're walking into a spaceport. So what they said was the cast members who are operating the rides and operating the shows and operating even the restaurants and the shops, instead of just being cast members in a uniform and a name tag taking your order for your sandwich, they're going to be aliens in this spaceport. It's going to be all part of the story, all part of the experience. And I really hope they can pull that off. That's one of my biggest hopes for this, is that they don't drop this along the way and decide it's too hard or it's not worth it or whatever. You know, I want to go in, I want to lose myself in this Star Wars planet and walk around and see these aliens taking my order and selling me things and really feel like I've just stepped out of a theme park and into the galaxy far, far away. And so I think that's my biggest hope for this. You know, as much as I want all the rides to be great, everything, you know, if they can pull that off, I'll be thrilled.
Hmm. I think that is a really good point. And that was an interesting aspect that came out in the announcement, how they wanted this to be truly immersive and you would interact with characters and not simply cast members. Not that that's not a good thing too, but taking it to a next
right.
level. So,
and I think some of it, I'm sorry, I think some of it stems from, you know, the other theme park in Orlando, Universal Studios, and the success of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter,
mm-hmm.
which really draws you in. And it's not, you know, I mean, yes, it is a theme park, but it really just, it draws you into the Harry Potter world. And so I really think this, based on the announcement, looks to be like the Star Wars version of that is what they're going for. And I really hope they do it.
I think you're right. I think the folks at Disney have looked up I-4, the highway, and have seen something that really made a big splash in the world of theme parks. And I think they want to meet it and probably beat it. And I think yeah. Star Wars may be one of the few things could actually do that.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, good. I'm with you 100%. Of all of the announcements that were made regarding Disney's Hollywood Studios, I think that was one of the most interesting and could be one of the most impactful, keeping that spaceport feel of the Star Wars land, number one. All right, number two is over to me, and I'm going to actually build on that, and I'm going to take it to food and to Chalmers Cantina, often known as the Mos Eisley Cantina. So on the planet of Tatooine, where all kinds of crazy characters come together, there is a little cantina that's got some booths and a bar, some freestanding tables, and of course, our favorite band of musicians, the Figurin Dan and the Modal Nodes. I truly hope that Disney creates the Mos Eisley Cantina. And actually, I can't really imagine them doing this Star Wars land and not creating the Mos Eisley Cantina. I think it's one of the most memorable scenes in the original movie. The song is in everybody's head who's ever heard it. I think everyone now loves the clue horn, which I think is what Figurin Dan plays. I just really hope that they do this. I think it would be an amazing character dining experience. And it would probably have ADRs going worth their price in gold.
You know, I think we'll see it. I think it'll happen. You know, if not exactly from the movie, something very similar to it. You know, they did kind of say that the spaceport, this fictional spaceport, was, you know, a different planet on the Outer Rim and not necessarily one like a Tatooine that gets familiar with, but I think it's a pretty good bet that we'll see something like that, because you're right. It's so well known, it's so iconic, and I think, you know, myself, Star Wars fan, I think I can speak for many other Star Wars fans when we say that we want to go eat at the cantina. We want to grab a drink at the bar there, and I think they'd be missing an opportunity if they didn't do it.
Yeah. And I think this would be the perfect combination of an amazing dining experience and taking that spaceport feel that you talked about in number one of actually interacting with those characters. It would be a perfect matchup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, number three, Aaron, back over to you.
So there are some attractions at other Disney parks around the world that are movie-based that I would love to see come to Walt Disney World, in part to expand the Hollywood Studios park, and partially because I haven't seen them yet because they're at other Disney parks. One of them we were actually talking about before we started recording, and that was the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland, which is a super popular ride out there, and it has no counterpart in Florida. It'd be great to bring that over and bring a new thrill ride to the Hollywood Studios. And they also just announced for the upcoming Shanghai Disneyland a Tron roller coaster. Right now, it's only concept drawings and concept videos, but if they do what they're planning, you're going to basically strap into a light cycle from the movie and go on this roller coaster ride. And I'm a big Tron fan, and I would love to see something like that come to Hollywood Studios. I think it would be a centerpiece to a new park.
Yeah, I think those are two great ideas. I had a chance to go on the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland some years ago, and I was blown away. It was truly amazing. And the fact that we're getting the hangar bar at Disney Springs, which plays off of the Indiana Jones theme, gives me hope that we might see something like an Indiana Jones attraction at the studios. But as one who's also seen some of the concept art for the Tron coaster in Shanghai, that looks truly amazing. And I think either one of those would be great additions to the park and really give it another e-ticket attraction.
Yeah, especially if they do close the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular show, which, I mean, they've been talking about for years, and it keeps hanging on, which is good. It's a fun show. But it may not fit with their new vision for this park, and it would be a shame to lose such an iconic cinematic presence there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Indiana Jones is a big franchise, and it's much loved. It's very popular. So if they did take the ride out, if they took the show out without replacing it with the ride, it would be a shame to kind of lose that powerhouse name there.
Yeah, agree. Okay, number three, movie-based attraction like Tron roller coaster or Indiana Jones. So number four, I'm going to go to something that I believe we will lose. I have no insider information, but I just would bet that given the direction that the construction will probably take, and I say it by shedding a tear, that we will lose the 50s Primetime Cafe. I think all of Echo Lake is probably got a big X on it in somebody's map in Imagineering. I can just imagine that if they decide to build the Star Wars land going from Hollywood Boulevard over to the existing Star Tours, that Echo Lake, as we know it, will disappear. But the 50s Primetime Cafe is truly one of my favorite dining experiences in all of Disney World. I think the food is fun. I think the atmosphere is incredible. And I think that the cast members go above and beyond to welcome you into their living room and their dining room where mom is in the kitchen and everybody's cousin is out busy getting food ready and shuttling it to the tables. I think because of just where the 50s Primetime Cafe is located, it's probably on the block. But I think another reality is just that fewer and fewer people know what the 50s were about. So, you know, kids today, 20-year-olds probably don't really have concept of the 50s. Maybe 30-year-olds, they don't remember Grandma's kitchen looking like that because Grandma's kitchen looked like maybe the 70s and not the 50s. So I can imagine for a number of reasons the 50s Primetime Cafe may go away, even though I think it's just one of the most immersive and fun dining experiences at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. That's that one and the Sci-Fi Diner.
Yeah.
That are very kind of classic Hollywood. It'd be a shame to lose those. I think they're definitely part of the park's identity. And the identity of the park is changing, but it'd be a shame to wipe that from it.
Yeah. And both are so unique as well. So, I mean, each one in its own way brings something that you just don't see anywhere else. And And so maybe the sci-fi will hang on, who knows, but I'd be surprised if one or both of them still stick around, but we will see. Okay, that was number four. So number five, Aaron, we're back over to you.
And for this one, it actually kind of plays off of what you just said with the restaurant and the kind of those classic feels. Is I hope at least when you walk in, at least they keep Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard, and they keep that classic Hollywood feel as you walk through the gates. Even if you get past that and suddenly you're in a galaxy far, far away, or you're in Toy Story, or you're wherever, I love Hollywood Boulevard at the studios. I love, you know, that motif. I love that atmosphere. And I really hope they keep that as is. I think they have an opportunity here to really separate the park into separate lands, similar to what Magic Kingdom does, where you've got these very, very different areas of the park. But you've got that Main Street, kind of that central hub that ties it all together. And I can see them do something like that for Hollywood Studios, where you've got this main classic Hollywood street, and then it branches off into Star Wars Land, Toy Story, these very different lands. And I really hope they keep that. I really hope they keep what has been there since the beginning, and that atmosphere would be a shame to lose.
I will vote with you on that one. I think that the Hollywood Boulevard feel is just really well done. I love the architectural style. I love the cast members and the streetmosphere that takes place there. It really does transport you into a different time and place. And I am hopeful that's going to stick around because of the work that was done in Disney's California Adventure and creating that time period when Walt first arrived in Hollywood. So that gives me hope that the look and feel of Hollywood Boulevard may stick around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and obviously I'm sure as they're renovating, there'll be some facelifts, things will change, they'll put in some new stuff, but you know, it would be a shame to walk through the gate and not see that and see something else.
Yeah.
I think it would definitely hurt from a nostalgia standpoint, and just, I think, like, you know, like I said, I think there's opportunity there, and it would be a shame if they missed out on it.
Yeah, agree. And they just opened up a new Starbucks not too long ago, and why would they rip that down if they just put it up? So
exactly.
That gives us hope. All right, number five, the classic Hollywood feel at the entrance. Number six, the last one on the list, is over to me. And I'm going to go to something that has been rumored on and off for years and years. It's something I hope that we will see. Given that we're seeing Toy Story Land and not Pixar Land, though, I'm not as hopeful about this one, but still fingers crossed for the Monsters, Inc. door coaster. So I was doing a bit of research, and way back in 2008, Jim Hill, who's a noted Disney historian, wrote an article, and it started with this sentence: Disney's Hollywood Studios will soon be home to an inverted roller coaster that recreates the door hanger sequence. The idea was that it was going to be in Soundstage 1, which actually is now being used to expand the Toy Story Midway Mania, and it was going to be a chance to step into the movie of Monsters, Inc. You go into the lobby of the Monsters, Inc. building where they're opening an open house, and you've learned that, this may sound familiar, monsters now realize that laughter is 10 times more powerful than screams. That sounds familiar. And it was going to be this inverted coaster that took you through the famous scene of all the hanging doors. And in the end, Mike Wazowski was going to greet you as an animatronic because you had collected all of the energy you needed. So I really liked the concept. I thought it would be a great combination of a Disney Pixar movie and a coaster idea. But it just seems like it would be a little bit less likely now because of the specific name that they announced. It wasn't Pixar, but it was Toy Story specifically. So while this rumor has come and gone many times, and I would love to see it, my guess is it's not in the cards.
Yeah, I've seen stuff on that one too, and it is a shame that, you know, we could never see it here. But you never know. It could still find its way to Florida at some point.
Yep. Yes. Fingers crossed for one of these days. Okay, well, we got through our top six list, but any honorable mentions you'd like to add in before we recap?
I do have one, and it's just, there's so much happening at the studios right now. You know, you've got these huge announcements and all these great things on the horizon, But the fact is, things are closing. It's seemingly every day at that park right now. I know that's a bit of a, you know, exaggeration, but they've closed so much, and they've announced these great things, but they haven't replaced them with anything yet, and some of these replacements are years away. So I really hope they have something in the interim, that they put something up to tide guests over for the next several years until these things come to fruition. Because right now, you walk into the park, and it's becoming a half-day park again. And you've got some great things like Fantasmic, and, of course, Tower of Terror, and the Rock and Roller Coaster. And you've got some great attractions still there, but it really seems like there's just a lot missing now. And there's a lot of, and as the construction walls go up, as they start building, I really hope they keep guests engaged with what's in the park, and not just what's coming in for the park.
Hmm. I think that is a good point. And, you know, I always cringed a little bit when I heard any Disney park described as a half-day park. But when it comes to Hollywood Studios these days, I still think there's a lot to do. But especially if you've never been there before, there's plenty to explore. But for people who've been there before, there's not as much to keep you occupied for a full day. So I do agree. I think Disney would be really wise to try to put some things in to keep people occupied. And we were talking earlier about the Star Wars launch bay. So taking that space that's been cleared out from the Art of Animation and putting some Star Wars teasers in there, I think could be very interesting. But it's interesting how many subtractions there have been and how long it's going to take the additions. And I think some of that is just the nature of construction. It's going to take a while to design and build these things. But I was also a little surprised that so many things closed and there wasn't a army of bulldozers standing by. It makes me kind of wonder about the planning. And I do believe there's probably a master plan behind this and a good reason on why the timeline is unfolding the way it is. It may be financial, it may be infrastructure, hard to say. But so many things have closed and you don't see immediate action. And I think folks will want to see some things to tide them over, just like you said.
Yeah. Also, the Great Movie Ride should just never go anywhere because I love that ride.
It is a good ride, actually. And now that they've got a sponsor with DMC, I think there's a better chance it's going to stick around, too.
Yeah, I mean, they did just renovate it, so I expect it to be around for a little while. But, yeah, I mean, here's hoping.
Yep, I agree. Here's hoping. All right, Aaron, good list of the top six dreams we have for Disney's Hollywood Studios. Number one, the spaceport feel of Star Wars Land. Number two, the Mos Eisley Cantina. Number three, a movie-based attraction like the Tron Coaster or the Indiana Jones ride. Number four, the 50s Primetime Cafe. Save the 50s Primetime Cafe. Number five, the saving the classic Hollywood feel at the entrance. Number six, the Monsters, Inc. Door Coaster. And our honorable mention to provide some attractions and some fun while the construction is going on. All right, Aaron, thanks for going through this list for me. So tell me, what are you up to these days and how can people stay in touch?
Well, they can head on over if people want to find out more about my little place in the Disney universe. They can head on over to my blog. That's Magic and Misadventures. They can head to magicandmisadventures.com, and on there I write about Disney in general, usually Walt Disney World specifically, thing from travel advice to ranting and raving about things to talking about how to decorate magic bands. I've got social media outlets. They can find all the links on that site. So people should check it out.
MagicAndMisAdventures.com. It's on my favorites. Okay, Aaron, thanks so much for joining me today.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Today we head out to music of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And while we have made it through the list of the top six dreams for Disney's Hollywood Studios, our conversation isn't over. I would love to hear what you think about our list. Maybe something you'd like to add? You can do that by checking out the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/42. That page works great for smartphones, tablets, and desktops.
Check it out and leave your comments in the comments section. See what other folks are saying as well. I'd like to thank everyone who's been in touch, like Liz, who said, "I love all your posts and emails." Thanks, Liz. I would love to hear from you too, and it's easy to get in contact with me. Shoot me an email, info@worldofwalt.com. Leave me a voicemail message at 407-391-5023. I may play it on a future show. Leave an online voicemail message for me at worldofwalt.com/voicemail, or check me out on social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt and pinterest.com/worldofwalt. If you liked today's podcast, I would truly appreciate it if you would rate and review it on iTunes. You can get easy-to-follow directions on how to do just that at worldofwalt.com/iTunes. I'd also like to invite you to enter a very special contest that's open to the folks who listen to the podcast and visit the show notes page. Again, go over to the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/42, and there you can enter to win a $100 Disney gift card. It's easy to enter, and it's my way of saying thanks for listening. So to wrap up for today, I would like to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending your very valuable time with me today. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site, where you can read interesting Disney articles, enter sweepstakes for prizes, and chat with other folks who enjoy Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.